It's the Lord. It's Jesus Christ. He had to be born. It's good to know the scriptures about his miraculous birth. Merry Christmas. That's good. But it's his death and resurrection that we remember every Sunday. It's the table of remembrance that says body and blood every Sunday. It's uncomfortable. He cared more about that than the other thing. And here in this place, I just want to be joyful and I just want to say, joy to the world, the Lord is come. It's true. It's worth it. But it's worth it because of this table. And it's amazing that God, in his mercy, blessed Zechariah and Elizabeth, who pined for a child. And he said, my job that I'm going to do matches your desperate need and cry, righteous people. I'll answer your prayer as I do it. Come alongside of me. If you line up with where I'm doing the work, you'll be blessed. Good news. Mary, you found favor with God. Why? Because you're sinless? No. No. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. There are none righteous, no, not one, not Mary. Yeah. But she was favored. She was fortunate enough to be descendant from kings so that the child could be born through her. And the man to whom she was betrothed, Joseph, was descendant from kings. And so the two of them together made the right family for God to do what he was going to do. She was highly favored out of everyone by how God sculpted her life. God had favor on Mary because he chose to have favor on that woman. Not because she was good and he was checking a list, making a list and checking it twice. Not at all. Blessed are you, Mary, because you have found favor with God. And so what is it? Is everybody in here the good people and the people out there not the good people? No. But something inside and something happening brought you here today. You are favored. You get to hear this. Not that you get to hear Fraser's preaching, but the message of the gospel. And remember this. Every time you start to get busy this Christmas season, this commercial season of what they sell you at Christmas, right? The way to remember this maybe is to meditate on the life of Christ, right? Why it matters that this baby was born. Merry Christmas. The significance of this child is something other than miracles that prove and improve the quality of life, right? It's not just, ooh, star in the sky. Ooh, angels. That's not it. It's heralding the arrival of Jesus Christ, who is our Savior. I need saved. I need saved. I know where I'm headed without Jesus. Do you? Do you just know? I mean, it's just there. It's just there. If I add it up, toward holiness, everything that I am, it doesn't line up. But Jesus is a good, good, loving God. He's holy. He's worth it. It lines up. Whew. Wow. Thank you, Lord. Yes, I need that. I may be more in touch with the depravity that I know Scripture teaches about the heart of man than you feel this morning. You may have avoided more of the pitfalls and have succeeded in saying no to that which you should say no to. You may have said yes to that which you should say yes to more often and better than I have standing up here. But both of us fall short of holiness, and Jesus didn't, and that accrues to our benefit, and there's a sigh of relief there. Merry Christmas. God bless us, everyone. Yeah, it's good news. It was who the baby is, and it was who the baby would be in life that mattered. There is one Christmas gift, right? God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believed in him should not perish but have eternal life. That's what Jesus said. He said, even as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. What a gift. Jesus said, I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. Isn't that good news? Do you want to be with God, saved because of Jesus Christ? No one can snatch them out of my hands. You having a bad day? No one can snatch them out of my hands. God picked the right time. Do you understand that? We don't know the day or the hour that it's going to finish. I don't know the day or the hour that it started. Do you know if it was millions and millions of years ago? The earth is getting older and older with each successive scientific textbook that's been published since 400 years ago. This concept of evolution started, which has been applied to astronomy and the age of places we've never been. They haven't even, you know, got to the sun, right? Much less the other star, the next nearest one. And all of them are just pictures that we're looking at. So it's theories about stuff. I wasn't there when it got made. I don't know when. So I'm not going to stand in front of you, and I'm not going to tell you that I'm a scientist and I believe millions and millions of years. And I'm not going to say, well, I've looked at the genealogies and I think it was just 10,000 years. I don't have to. I don't even need to carry that argument. Start didn't get started until God started start. God spoke, and bang, it happened. So the big bang, if you like. Right? You say, what banged at the beginning? I don't know, I wasn't there. Were you? No. God didn't ask us to answer it. Jesus Christ was born somewhere between the start and where we are, a couple thousand years ago, right about there. Almost guaranteed it was before 4 BC, as if you cared, because the guy who made the calendar got the dates wrong. Herod was dead in 4 BC, we know that. And Herod tried to kill all the two-year-olds because he was trying to kill Jesus. So he had to have been before then. But who cares? He was born.